There were some in the party who argued against some of the tactics that were used, who a lot of people will look back on and say, oh, look, they were more democratic. They were against Stalinism. And Trotsky argued that he was against Stalinism. However, their own platform that they put forward as what they would do if they were to take power, did they really differ in a way that would have produced different results? Or were they only arguing against the results that they saw, the outcome of the policies, and the actual policies that they had wouldn't have differed in a meaningful way? There's a book called The Russian Communist Left. It's a collection of essays. The author writes, at every step in its degeneration, the degeneration into Stalinism, voices were raised inside the party in protest. But I wonder whether the policies that were agreed upon between Stalin and the communist left of the party weren't the ones that actually led to those results that they were protesting against.